In December, the first major Bosnian film about the siege of Sarajevo opens in theaters in this country. It's called No Man's Land, and it won the prize for best screenplay at the Cannes Film Festival last spring. It's also generated a good amount of buzz in this country before its debut. And our correspondent Ilya Maritz was in Sarajevo for the hometown premiere of No Man's Land.
Opening night at the 7th Sarajevo International Film Festival, nearly 3,000 moviegoers have crowded into a large courtyard in the center of the city. It's within easy sight of the mountain peaks from which Serb artillery kept a stranglehold on Sarajevo from 1992 to 1995. But right now the music is blasting and everyone is mingling, smoking cigarettes, and anticipating tonight's feature, No Man's Land.
It is really something special. It doesn't happen every day because mostly we don't have success in the film production. It's very good that some Bosnian film director has made such a good movie that can open the film festival.
Bosnian filmmakers produced many movies when Yugoslavia was whole, but during and after the war, almost nothing. For years, Americans, British, everyone but Bosnians were telling the country's story. But now, No Man's Land, directed by Sarajevo native Danis Tanović, has won Best Screenplay at Cannes. And tonight, Sarajevans want to know if this movie will be their big break.
You speak English? English?
No.
When the projection starts, the audience is transported back about 8 years to a trench on the front lines of the Bosnian Civil War. No Man's Land finds two Bosnian soldiers and one Serb soldier stuck in an absurd fix. One of them is lying on a jumping mine that will detonate if he gets up, blowing up all three men. Soon peacekeepers from the United Nations arrive on the scene, followed by a gaggle of reporters, everyone standing by, waiting for a demining expert to be found.
Whoa, 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 hey! You cannot stay here, okay? Putain, tell him, if he stays here, we will not start working, okay? It's a question of security. Say it to your friend.
He's not my friend.
Okay, creating a metaphor for the entire war in one small trench, No Man's Land lurches between tragedy and farce. In an earlier scene, the Bosnian Chiki forces Nino, a Serb, to stare down the barrel of a gun and admit that his side started it. 5 minutes later, Nino wrestles the gun away from Chiki and extracts the same admission from him. Danis Tanović explains his approach.
I didn't want to make a film which is very tough to watch and that nobody wants to go to see. I wanted to make a film which will be tough, but everybody would go to see. I often say that this is a serious film with good sense of humor. And there's a lot of humor in Bosnia. I can compare it to Jewish humor, maybe. It was a way for us to survive.
The Sarajevan audience roars at the gags in No Man's Land. Batanovic says he's been mostly worried about what people would think when they weren't laughing.
I was rather excited, I think even more than I was in Cannes, because they lived through war. And as this is war story, you know, they had maybe an eye which see much more details and they pay attention on each little detail. So they were really hard public, and I think when I survive this, I'm going to survive any other premiere.
Tanović doesn't merely survive. Members of the audience hail him as a new hero.
Yeah, it is a great, the best movie. I mean, the Bosnian guy made it, of course. It's fantastic. I don't have a word for this. From 1 to 10, I give it to 10.
After years of seeing themselves in translation on the evening news, it's hard to overstate the excitement Bosnians feel now. It's an important chance for Bosnia to present itself to the world.
I made it for planet Earth, I think. And I think I managed, because after Cannes projection, there were some people coming to me from Bangladesh who just told me, you know, we have same kind of problems in our country. And there are some people from Pakistan who were coming saying same things, and then Japanese bought a film with them. So, you know, I think everybody understood the message. The message is universal, and it's that war is the worst solution.
When the lights go up and the audience hears a succession of ear-shattering explosions, many people's first instinct is to run for cover. 6 years after the last guns fell silent, the sound of fireworks still makes Sarajevans a little nervous. For Studio 360, this is Ilya Maritz.
No Man's Land opens in this country in December.